baby, how you
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Glad you've joined us. Hi, everybody. Brian Cerny here, your humble host. We've got in studio Sue Dick and Winston Howell with the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. They'll be with us in this hour. Our very own Dina Mims as Dina Talks Tally. Of course, Tim Linnefelt with the Linnefelt Sports Report. All coming up here in the hour. Stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we are talking with Sue Dick and with Winston Howell here at Tallahassee Talks this Saturday as we learn more about the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Of course, Sue Dick, for her part, is president, CEO of the chamber. Winston Howell, the chair of the board, the chairman of the board for Greater Tallahassee Chamber. Glad that they are able to be with us. We're learning more about the business community. And this segment of the show brought to you by one of our very own businesses in Tallahassee, Gutter Solutions, a new advertiser here. Glad to have them on board. Gutter Solutions, for their part, is a trusted and reliable source for gutters installation and cleaning. Sam Littlefield and his company, great to have you on board, guys. Appreciate it. If you're looking in the direction of how things are going for the local economy, seems to be some indications among those in the know that there's an uptick here and there among housing starts and such things. We're hoping that that's the case, that new construction is for homes as well as commercial. Did you know, for example, that Tallahassee's enterprise is really based largely, and all of us know this, in a diversity of economy. It's not just government, although, of course, government employs about 40% of the population. We are known for our production of pulpwood. Who knew? And pine extracts and insecticides. So it's not just government jobs, folks. And, of course, we recognize the fact that with the influence that the chamber has in trying to help us plan and forecast and organize and connect with each other, there's a great deal of progress that has been made, not the least of which has come from the Economic Development Council, and Sue will be talking about that for us as well. Another program called Enterprise Florida. It's a partnership between Florida's government and business leaders, producing effectively a plan of action. It's to encourage economic development for the state of Florida. That particular mission goes on, and the other part of that is the Workforce Development Board, commonly known as the Jobs and Education Partnership, is part of Enterprise Florida. Lots of government programs in place. What we need, I guess, is more activity, more consumption, more venture and investment. And so we're going to talk about how that is all coming together under the helpful leadership of the chamber. We have, of course, in studio with us, Dina Mims. We're going to learn a little bit here about what's going on around town, the places where we need to be seen, the people we need to see. And so let's welcome this lovely young lady, our own Dina Mims, the social maven of Tallahassee, I like to think. Dina Mims, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Brian. I'm great.
We're so glad you're here. Tell us where we need to be.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I hope that you got to go to the Pay It Forward Fish Fry last night. That was a supporting event for the Big Bend Homeless Coalition. And one of our favorites, Sarah Mack, was there, along with American Honey. I love the name of that band. Anyway, hope you got to go to that. Coming up, something that I wanted you to pay attention to today is if you don't have plans this evening, at Tallahassee Little Theater, they're doing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Now, that's really for all ages. Your kids don't have to have seen Charlie Brown way back in the day, but I heard they were doing some special arrangements around the pulling of the football. So for all you Lucy wannabes, this is a fun event. It's going to be at 8 o'clock, and it's at Tallahassee Little Theater. So you'll just go online to get your ticket. That ought to be a really fun play, and we always want to see them sold out.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't recognize that song the way you're singing it, but maybe I just never heard it.
I get that a lot.
And really, the thing I'm going for is I really want to see how Snoopy is articulated. Snoopy is a favorite.
Especially when he does his dance.
That's right. So that's tonight. And tomorrow, if you've never been to All Saints Cinema, it's also known as the Community Room at Railroad Square, and we have meetings there. It's fabulous. It's got a pull-down screen, very comfortable, a little kitchen, and it's right there on the tracks. It's all bricked in. But they're having a special showing of a movie called Chasing Ice, and that movie's been held over because it's kind of important for us to see it. It's National Geographic photographer who headed on an adventure to capture images. And unfortunately, those images show the drastic consequences of Earth's changing climate in the Antarctic. So while that seems like a bummer, be somebody who's informed. And when you hear people say, nothing's happening over there, it's kind of a scary movie.
Got to look at that, huh?
Worth seeing.
Okay.
Yeah, worth educating yourself about that.
And when is that?
That is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
At 3 p.m. at All Saints Cinema.
Okay.
All Saints is that area of town.
Yes.
It's a really cool venue to go to. You'll enjoy yourself and come away with a good discussion topic.
Got it.
For next Saturday, and I bet I'll talk to you guys that day, but I just wanted to tell you, I this caught my attention, Sinkhole de Mayo. Now, that's a different way than you would think to spend your normal Cinco de Mayo, but it's on Saturday 5-4 at 5 o'clock. Go on down to Ocala Springs State Park. It's actually the day... my sister's getting married, so I'll be there all morning.
How cool
anyway,
is that?
At Ocala Springs State
So wait a minute.
State
Your
Park.
Sister's getting married on Sinkhole de Mayo Day.
She is, but she doesn't know that. I can't wait to call her and say, not only
I don't
is
even
it the
want
day
to think
wedding,
about where the bridal party's going to end up. Right?
Well, we're supposed to take a tour on the glass bottom
in the pond. Okay.
Well, what's important about it is it's part of the Viva Florida 500 occasions that are going on and rolling out. And they're calling it a Springs Serenade event. It's got a cash bar. It's got tickets including food and the river cruise. So I may be on the river cruise with you.
That'd be cool.
And the cool thing about it is besides having a guitar duo, Carlos and Carlos, real paella is there. Mm. So if you love some good and authentic paella. But the cool thing is you get a short walk to the sinkhole with local geologist Harley Means.
Ah.
And you really understand where we are with the springs, why it's beautiful. You
Great
get some history and figure out what's going on. So that's...
Yeah.
To me, that's a cool way to spend the afternoon.
Cool stuff.
Tickets are $25, $15 for children under 12, but obviously it's going to support our natural treasure. So that's next Saturday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And the last thing I'm going to throw your way, I always like to put in something businessy or personal enhancement. My friend Judy Pouncey is holding something that I think is really important. It's called Move From Feardom to Freedom. Mm. And that's next Saturday from 1 to 4, right before you go to
Sinkhole de Mayo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sister's wedding.
And my sister's wedding.
Right.
Abundance Wellness Center is where it's going to be held. You know, that's right off John Knox Road. If you don't know Judy Pouncey, you're in the minority in town. I tell her she's the happiest place on earth. It's not really Disney World. And basically, it's a workshop about not being comfortable with something and letting fear stop you and how to bust through those barriers so you're having you're having access to the life that you really want to live. She has a fun workshop. It's $39.
Wow.
Because that's how cool. Judy is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at Abundance Wellness next Saturday from 1 to 4. Really a cool thing to maybe send your kids to, your husband to, your mother-in-law to, or go yourself. Break through
Sounds good. Barriers.
Always
a pleasure. Dina Talks Tally with our very own Dina Mims here at Tallahassee Talks. Brought to you by our good friends at Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement.
It's been a pleasure.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. We are so glad you have joined us. We have a wonderful lineup here today. And joining us in the studio, the very famous, the very lovely, the charming Mr. Winston Howell, and the equally lovely Sue Dick. Sue and Winston, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Glad to have you here. We're talking about the Tallahassee, the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, along with the Economic Development Council. Now, for those of you who may not know this, Ms. Dick is the executive director. She is the president and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. And for the sake of this conversation, we'll just talk about the chamber and everybody will know
Perfect.
That we're talking about the Tallahassee
right.
Chamber of Commerce. And Mr. Howell, Winston, you are the chairman of the board for this 2012-2013 period of time, which entails what? What is your role in helping us with all that you do?
Well, in serving as the chamber chair, I am the chair of the board. We have over 40 members on the board, and then we have a 20-plus member executive committee. And I oversee the leadership of the volunteer group at their discretion. And then we establish and identify priorities and programs of work for that particular year. And then we follow through and execute on those items as well as deal with other items that may come up within the community during that time period.
And it is a volunteer position. So you look at your role with the chamber as an opportunity to contribute out of your own goodness and experience. Tell me a little bit about your background in business.
Well, my day job, Brian, is I'm a bean counter, so I'm a CPA and oversee, and I serve as a managing director of Thomas Howell Ferguson here in Tallahassee. And we are a CPA and business consulting firm with offices here in Tallahassee and Tampa.
Well, I got you. So for that part of what you bring to the equation, no stranger to what it means to try to remain solvent as a business owner. And of course, much of what the chamber endeavors to do at its core is to encourage the growth of and the maintenance of the development of business. Sue, you've been at the helm for how many years?
14 years.
And you were what, like 12
no.
when you started?
You're very kind, but no.
I mean, you've been at this forever and you've not aged. I mean, I can remember as a little kid thinking, you know, I wish I could be as able as you are. And you've just pressed forward through lots of change, too. Recessionary hazards and politics and economic downturns and all kinds of stuff. And here you are. You're not tired. You're not.
No, I think
we haven't worn you out.
No, it's an exciting job. I mean, it's every day. You get the opportunity to work with business owners and our community partners. And, you know, it's one of those where the energy is high and there's always opportunities. And, you know, with Winston here as serving as chairman and our full board of directors.
Okay, but wait a minute. That sounds way too corporate. So aren't there those days when you just take your clipboard and throw it against the wall and say, I am done with this?
No, there are days that at this point you don't answer. You know, you look at your iPhone or you look at your tablet, and it's late at night, and the text messages still come in. Well, but Winston,
what time is that meeting in the morning?
Well, as I sat here, I just got a text on something, and I realized I had to answer it real quick. But you know, I think as I talked to, and I don't mean to be so corporate and so Pollyannish, but there's
you're just too positive for us.
You, as chamber executive, you either move cities often, or you stay in a community and you find it, and you probably are a chamber one go around in your career.
And you've chosen to do the latter.
I have.
You've invested well.
I have, because I love this community. And no, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I often see people, if I'm tired, I'm usually looking across the table at somebody that's as tired as I am.
Yeah.
But it's exciting, and it's an opportunity.
Man, we stay in touch with business owners daily here, and our firm is involved in a number of those efforts so that people like Winston have beans to count, and there are fewer beans on the table. And so the sentiment is we're working harder, we're running faster just to stay in place.
You know, Brian, the thing, though, that I think gets missed sometime with the chamber is that it is truly an association of members. And so when we look at the fact that we have over 1,400 members and we have a staff as small as we have, it is truly a volunteer-based organization. The majority of all the programs within the chamber function and run based solely upon the commitment of the individual members and their employees to participate in those activities, and then it's shepherded and overseen by Sue and her team of professionals that are there. But it takes a unique person to be able to engage in volunteers that you don't necessarily have the opportunity or right to oversee, but you have the opportunity and responsibility to oversee them and shepherd them and listen to them, and Sue has and her team have great listening skills. We're very fortunate to have
Notice, too, Sue, that he said shepherd, not herding, as in herding cats.
Right.
But it has to be part of the job, too, because you get people like me. I mean, I'm a chamber member.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure that...
No, every member's important.
That you should be happy about that. But the fact that you have to deal with personalities like me, you know, I mean, I want to own the room, you know, I mean, and I'm sure that people who are...
And I know you have no opinion.
I have nothing to share. You got to have folks involved who, by definition, are in business because they have that sort of edge. Everybody knows that their opinion is really the right opinion. You know, the Bible says every man is right in his own eyes. Well, by golly, there's no shortage of that. And yet, you know, you have to kind of hear all of that and somehow bring together this direction that Winston's talking about. You know, give us some direction that brings us forward and past all of what might otherwise be just a sort of melees, right? A kind of infighting. So is that the more tedious part of the job? If it's about getting people to work together, maybe. You know?
It is. And I think it's also making sure you're looking down the road for what our next opportunity is. And so if you look at a Chamber of Commerce, our 90th anniversary, and we'll be feeding into that this year.
90 years.
From everything of moving our headquarters. It's been a process, but we'll be moving into a new location before Winston's term is done. So we'll be celebrating our 90th year.
My term is done by July 1.
You're pushing it, baby. Right. And you look at a Chamber of Commerce that has formed a leadership program. And you formed an economic development council, and no coincidence, this community has great individuals who give back. And I even Winston sitting here is former chair of the Leadership Tallahassee and of the Economic Development Council, and you form a young professional program called Access Tallahassee, and a world-class schools to work in partnership with Capital Health Plan and our Leon County Schools. So part of it is you need to be looking down the road of where you need to be going as the lead entity for the business community.
Yes.
And also, while all the while listening, you know, it's kind of driving that car, but make sure the window, you make sure you're driving with the windows down so you can hear what people might be saying.
Yeah.
And listening to where we are and understanding there are unique dynamics with the economy.
Well, from my point of view, you've done so quite well, and your leadership shows, and I'm sure that Mr. Howell would agree with me. Folks, you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. I'm glad you've tuned in. We have the very lovely Sue Dick, who has joined us, and Winston Howell talking about the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Folks, thanks for joining us. Stay with me.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Now, here's Tim Linnefelt with the Linnefelt Sports Report here at Tallahassee Talks, brought to you by Shaw's Athletics here in Tallahassee, where they have the kind of footwear that doctors recommend. Shaw's Athletics bringing us the Linnefelt Sports Report. How are you this morning, Tim?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
We are in good shape. What's going on?
Man, a lot since I last talked to you. We've had a freshman quarterback kind of steal the show at the spring game. A veteran quarterback who was number one a few months ago decide that that he's had enough and transfer. And then just
Tricky Trickett, we say.
Evidently. And then just a few days ago, a bunch of former Seminoles and sort of fan favorites, if you will, have kind of seeing their professional dreams realized in the NFL draft. It's been, as far as slow months go, which April usually is, it's been pretty busy around
here. Buzzing, right. So where does that leave Florida State football at this point, do you think?
Well, it's going to be fun. I think all signs
point.
I think all signs point to Jameis Winston. You know, Jimbo Fisher, he spoke on his booster tour a few days later. And look, he's not going to come out in April and say, yeah, this guy's a starter. It doesn't really serve him well to do that. I think he still wants to foster competition. He still wants guys to believe that they have a shot at it, and also, you know, for Jameis to still, you know, work hard.
Right.
Not that he wouldn't, but you want to, you know, the competition still brings out the best in everybody.
Not to mention the other teams and other coaches.
Sure.
They're going to be looking
very carefully
at all that footage.
I think any of them with eyes.
Why give them any lead?
I think they're going to know what the deal is.
They got to figure it out.
He was just too good at the spring game.
Right,
you know, it's one practice, but he was head and shoulders above everybody else. It was really impressive.
Yeah, he was good. What was your sense of the camaraderie for that game? Everybody kind of working well together, you think?
It seemed like it. You know, it's kind of an interesting dynamic where they do have seven new assistants on staff, which is really it's a lot. It's a very big number, very rare for a staff to have that kind of turnover and then still have success. But it kind of seems, you know, like they're really coming together, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I know players are really happy about the way the defense has kind of come together. They use words, you know, like aggressive I can't think of another one, but they seem to think that there's going to be more blitzing, more pass rush,
right.
More turnovers they want. And that's the sort of thing that I think is really fun for a defensive player to play in. And then, you know, they look at it. Jeremy Pruitt, the defensive coordinator, the new defensive coordinator, he comes from Alabama. And, you know, Alabama's winning national championships right and left. So, you know, that resonates with a college football player. They say, hey, this is a defense that wins national titles. And so it's not hard to sell players on a system like that when you can say, you want to see what this system produces? This is it.
I got you.
You want in? Let's go. And that's kind of what's going on over there. And it's an exciting time.
We got just a bit of time left. Let's talk Major League Baseball real quick. What's going on with our buddy?
Well, is that Buster?
Buster.
He's finally getting a little bit warmed up. He didn't have the quickest of starts, but he's finally starting to get a few out of the yard. The Giants are once again right there in the NL West. I think they're 13-9 right now. Probably.
And how about them Braves? My goodness.
Man, they can't lose unless they're going up against my mighty Pittsburgh Pirates, buddy. But no, yeah, the Braves are weird, man. They either hit 5 home runs and win, or they don't hit anything at all and lose. There's not a lot of station to station small ball or anything going
anybody
on.
Anybody home today?
Exactly. Yeah. But Justin Upton is I think he's on pace for like 6,000 home runs or something like that. Wow. He's playing really well, and it's interesting times in Atlanta for sure.
Tim, always good having you with us.
Thank you, Brian.
The Tim Linnefelt Sports Report here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So we are talking about all things economic, the Economic Development Council, the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, all of which works so very well under the tutelage of Sue Dick, who is president and CEO. We have her here in the studio, and the very charming Winston Howell, who is the current chairman of the board for the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. And we're learning a little bit more about not only the history, but how this whole thing moves forward. And you've described a number of different parts and pieces. But it's even a more intimate sort of thing, isn't it? Where you've got things like lunch and learn, and you've got these after hours events, and it's opportunities for networking and connecting people. Talk about how that happens. How do you get people like me, to show up and actually have a conversation?
Well, what we hope to do is at least provide 3 basic areas for our members and our business community to plug into. So if you try and say, what do we try and focus on any given day? We want to focus on advocacy. Mm-hmm. So being an advocate for our businesses, and that's on a local level, and we do watch items, issues that are at the state level that would impact our local businesses. And we're right in the middle of that with legislative session winding down. Mm-hmm. But we want to work to represent at the city and the county government the interest of our business community. Mm-hmm. The second area that we hope to plug in, have you interested in, it would be our resources. So we offer with our partners free training courses, whether it's one-on-one. And by the way, if you're a chamber member, it's not just an individual membership. All your employees can participate.
That is cool.
In these services. Yeah. So whether it's through TCC, whether it's in the classroom training for free or online, and there's a FAMU Small Business Development
Center. Great cooperative effort.
And then lastly, it's our networking, or as we call it, the business-to-business development.
Yeah.
And I will guarantee that we are offering anything on any given day for individuals to participate in. If it's a leads group meeting in the morning, or it's a lunch and learn during lunch, or it's a business after hours, or a round table, we are trying to stay very focused in offering offerings to businesses that will really help their bottom line and help them grow as a business.
And then you've got your annual conference coming
up.
Talk about that for just a minute, if you'd like.
Well, the annual conference will be in August of this year. It will be the weekend, I believe, of August 9th through the 11th. And it will be at Amelia Island this year. The last 3 years, I believe, it's been over in
such a lonely, depressing place to be, too.
It is a very desolate type place.
Folks, I'm kidding, right?
It's Tallahassee.
This is like, it's not heaven, but you can see it from there. How
just about
that?
It. Yeah, just about
it's
it.
Gorgeous.
And our community is kind of unique in the sense that we go off and do an annual conference like this. Hmm. What we have found over the years is that I remember years ago when it was called the Steering Committee. And it's become more, while it is a chamber event, it is much more of a community gathering. There'll be between 400 and 500 people and different decision makers within the community and business leaders within the community, as well as some governmental officials will be there also in this particular off-election year. And it is always really good from the standpoint of the information that is shared, as well as some of the visioning exercises that we go through and we work on to become the community of tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And that visioning, too, it seems to me, several of our clients have talked with me about having done business at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from that experience, and they've cut deals, and they're having conversation, and they've made appointments, And so it really has a very direct impact, as well as it has that sort of visionary.
It very much has. We've changed it in recent years. We actually have a local business showcase during that particular time period. So there's different businesses that have the opportunity to showcase their company. Obviously, there are all kind of sponsors for that, which are all local businesses that are doing that or a vibrant part of our community.
Very good.
It just presents a wonderful overview of the business community, and going away seems to allow us to be able to do that because everyone is focused on Tallahassee in that area, as opposed to trying to get back to their office and answer an email or answer a phone call or go do some work.
Well, that and the fact that you're sitting there with a guy in a pair of shorts and a greasy t-shirt, I mean, it just sort of disarms everybody, don't you think?
That's right.
Although Sue would never, ever be in a, well, never mind. So this all happens, when did you say? In
August.
So registration is, I mean, we're at the end of April, so
registration.
It's now. It's time. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Folks, we look forward to having you stay with us right after the break. Thanks for joining us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here, talking with Sue Dick and Winston Howell, who have very ably brought to us the good news that the greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce is alive and well, contributing to our community, along with the Economic Development Council. And Sue, you have responsibilities in both arenas, don't you? So you're the president and CEO for the Tallahassee Chamber, and then EDC. How are the roles different there? How would you describe the Economic Development Council in comparison with what the chamber does?
Well, there's two separate boards of directors because they're focused on their specific missions. Mm-hmm. The Chamber of Commerce is a 501c6. And we really work to develop a strong business community. And also, we almost call it product development and working with our existing businesses that are here. The majority of our members are small business owners.
I see.
But in 1992, our leadership realized there needed to be a focused effort on job creation and
pulling
retention.
People in. Uh-huh.
And so that's the Economic Development Council is squarely and solely focused on working with our existing industries to keep them in our community, to help them grow and to offer any programs they might need, but also to recruit companies to our community. And also a new component is the entrepreneurial side of what our community has to offer. So leveraging our universities and a lot of the work that's being done at the Jim Moran Institute and at Florida A&M University to really grow organically businesses in key sectors. And so it works very, very, very well together. Separate and distinct missions, but they need to be able to overlap in any given part of the day because that's just the nature of business development. So it works. You know, there are several models nationally, and a lot of people are looking at our community and saying it's working because you have to be, it's very fluid. You know, whether a local company is trying to expand and they need some assistance in advocacy, then the chamber can assist in that realm while the EDC is out there helping with some of the other areas they might need, maybe in workforce development. So you need to be able to dip in and out of it very well.
When you look at EDC, what would you consider one of their best achievements in their history? What would you credit?
I mean, the most recent one is the attraction through the EDC of Kay Scholler Law Firm, relocation of their back office, over 100 jobs for the community under Karen Moore's leadership as the chairman of the board there. and just a lot of hard work on behalf of the EDC, but likewise within the interface with the chamber as well.
Mm-hmm. And this was a law firm that was
New York law firm, international law firm,
right?
Probably
and chose to move their headquarters,
their back office,
their back office here. Okay, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Press release was on Monday of this week, and they will employ between 100 and 130 people here, probably 100 new jobs to the community. Was announced on Monday. The solicitation process or application process is in full swing, so the community, you know, can go to the Workforce Plus website, or they can go to the case.
So that was back on April 1st.
That's correct. Okay. And that was not a joke.
Since today being the 27th of the month, we're actually talking about several weeks ago.
That is correct.
Yeah, right, okay.
But even as recently as when we're promoting this, the ability to fill those positions, and to all the listeners of anyone that is looking at other professional opportunities in our community or knows someone that is looking, you can go to the Workforce Plus website. You can also go to the Kay Scholler Law Firm website and see the posting of those positions. Average salary is $52,000. And to Winston's point, it's the professional back office operations of a law firm. So those are technology jobs, those are marketing jobs, those are graphic design jobs, those are library and resource services. They're excellent positions. And that company, we were able to recruit that company here because of our talent.
Why do you think all of this is happening now? I mean, because I recognize your point that EDC is certainly part of that, but there are a lot of other players involved, are there not? And I think of the work that even the boosters are doing with College Town, and then you've got Blueprint 2000, and then you got guys like Ed Murray who decide that Midtown needs to be revitalized. And where is that all that coming from?
Brian, I think there's a unique convergence that's happening within our community right now, that a lot of different things are aligning and coming together. We've seen just completely different approaches within our city commission and county commission, the leaderships there, very much focused on economic development. I'm sure it has something to do with economic slowdown in 2008 through 2011. And I'm sure it had to deal with an awareness of our dependence on state government. If you look at our state employees who've gone 6 years without a raise, we should hope and see that they will receive a raise in 2013. Mm-hmm. But whenever you have that type of dependence, I think it does cause you to become much more keenly aware of how important business and economic vitality and sustainability is to the core of the community. And that's where the chamber comes in, and that's where the commitment is at that point. Mm-hmm. The chamber, we think, is the responsible party to convene those centers of influence, you know, the FSUs, the FAMUs, the TCCs, the secondary schools, the city and the county commissions, and pull everybody together to say, as a community, where do we want to be and where do we want to go? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we embarked upon this 2 years ago at the chamber. We continue to have discussions about it. We continue to advance those particular discussions. Mm-hmm. And we've seen significant leadership changes in all of those organizations over the last.
And, you know, we've had conversations with Lori Hartsfield and Mike Pate and Gil Ziffer. And so here you've got, you know, Town and Gown, and you've got Village Square, and you've got the KCCI. And curiously enough, all of them echoing this same Richard Florida sense of place, creative class idea, so that this idea is sort of infused in a lot of these conversations, right? And it gets everybody kind of thinking in that same direction.
And when you combine the resources, not of just Tallahassee and Leon County, but when you combine it of the surrounding region, it even enhances those assets to be able to be attractive to these type businesses to relocate.
Right.
It's clean industry. It's clean business. It's professional back office service centers. Average wage base is, you know, almost twice what the average wage base is in the community. So it does lift the tide for our surrounding communities.
We had Bert Pope back with us in Christmas time. And here Bert, for his part, is trying to get recognition of the fact the first Christmas in North America was observed in Tallahassee. So folks like Southwest Airlines would look at Tallahassee and go, well, your tourism is up, So now, according to Sunil Harmon, who was with us here a few weeks ago, gosh, you've got the traffic happening. Maybe we can actually attract more and more of that kind of air travel. Is that your perspective?
You think
we're all headed in the right direction?
I do, and I think two things come to mind. One, this is a community. I was at a legislative briefing meeting this week with all of our community partners and leaders, and we are all keenly interested in the priorities that everyone else is involved in. So when you're talking about the site of the first Christmas, that is of great interest because that is an asset and an amenity to this community that makes us unique to any other community. And we can build upon that. And I think that's what, to answer your question, that's what I am seeing. This community fought through difficult times, and it's been hard. It has been very hard on our small businesses especially. But we've stayed together, and we have tremendous leaders in key positions that want to work together and really chart the course for where we're going to be going. And it's very exciting.
Sue Dick, President and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce and the EDC, and her able companion here, Mr. Winston Howell, who is Chairman of the Board. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian, very much.
Folks, that's what we have for you today. We're glad you're a part of the show because that's what this is all about. We're all about you. We want to know what you're talking about. That's what we're about. That's why we look forward to having you here with us again next Saturday morning. Come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.